Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, welcome. This is Louise Crooks, your host on Keys to Clarity Radio. And I have a wonderful lineup for you today. We're going to be talking about the topic of inner peace for the soul-driven business owner. And I have just the person to talk to you about that. She is a friend, a colleague, and a mentor, and so I'm very excited to have her come back on the show again, and that is Mary Allen, America's Inner Peace Coach. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you, Louise. It's a pleasure to be here with you again.
Well, it's just, I just love talking to you anytime, so this is just another opportunity to do that.
Well, likewise, I couldn't agree more.
And I know you've got a lot of wisdom to share about everyday inner peace, you know, particularly having written the book, The Power of Inner Choice, which I just absolutely love. And with all the experience that you've had on your journey, I'm just really excited for you to share about that. Let me just give our listeners who aren't clear on the topic today a little bit of insight about it, and then we'll give them some background on you, Mary, so that they know who you are, and then we'll dive in.
Sounds good.
Great. So today's topic is in everyday inner peace for the heart-centered business owner. And running a heart-centered business can sometimes feel a little overwhelming and stressful, especially when you're learning how to get your practice up and running, you know, to that point of prosperity. That can sometimes feel elusive to many in the soul-driven business owner field. Mary Allen is going to be discussing what it takes to create inner peace and how that in turn will, you know, impact our success. So she's going to be sharing a number of strategies and tips and wisdom around this, and I'm really excited to hear it, and I hope you are too. So let me tell you a little bit about Mary, just from my own experience with Mary. She and I have known each other for a few years now, and we ended up sitting next to each other at the ICF conference a couple of years back, didn't we, Mary?
I still remember that moment, looking over and recognizing your name from literally a book order, you know, and exchanges and emails. So,
yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
Divine synchronicity,
yeah.
Working
totally.
At its best.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I've actually participated in one of Mary's group coaching programs and had the benefit of her wisdom through coaching, and it's been a wonderful experience, and I hope to continue experiencing her in different ways. I know next year she'll be doing her retreat in Joshua Tree, and I'm excited to be participating in that too. So let me tell you a little bit about Mary. She is an MCC certified coach, America's Inner Peace Coach, author of The Power of the Inner Choice, which you just mentioned, and I have to say again, fabulous, fabulous book, and host of Conversations with the Masters, where she interviews best-selling authors, speakers, and coaches, including Wayne Dyer, Carolyn Miss. Do you say Miss or Mice? I've never...
It's actually Mace. Carolyn
it's
Mace.
Mace, okay. Yeah, there
I know,
you go.
It doesn't look like it.
I always get that wrong. Karen and Mason, I know she's amazing. Byron Katie, Debbie Ford, Ken Wilber, Dr. David Hawkins, and many others. I just listened to Michael Gerber not too long ago on your show, Mary, on your your interviews, and that was just fabulous.
And we've got Marielle Hemingway coming up next month.
Wow. Wonderful.
So excited. Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. You're tapped in there, that's for sure. And for over 13 years, Mary's clientele have included transformational leaders, entrepreneurs, and even a couple of billionaires. She is passionate about helping others experience greater everyday inner peace as they realize their inspired goals. Mary's numerous information products include Essential Foundations for Inner Peace, Inner Peace Infusion CDs, a Momentum Mastery Home Study, which I think is the one that I participated in live.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you might even hear my voice on there.
That's right.
And Mary loves veggie smoothies, yoga, her golden retriever puppy Cruiser, who we get updates through your newsletter. So fun to see all those pictures. And she loves walks on the beach with her husband John. And and Mary, now you're moving to a fabulous new house. Isn't that exciting?
I know. We're just moving in a few days, so very exciting to be in bigger space. And well, and as we were talking before the show, you know, the opportunity really to put into practice these everyday inner peace principles, because I love, love, love that, you know, whenever there is a potentially stressful or challenging situation, I like to kind of take it on as an inner peace challenge and see just, you know, how centered and clear and present and easy an experience can be, because, you know, as with anything in life, so much of it is in our mind, you know, and we can go into, there's so many situations we're conditioned to feel like, oh, we're supposed to be stressed under these circumstances, but, you know, when you apply the same principles that bring you peace in this moment, you can have an experience like moving can turn into an ecstatic experience. Oh, Em Louise, did I just lose you? Hello, hello? I'm all of a sudden not hearing anything. Hello, hello? And Louise, if you can hear me, I can't hear you. And I suppose this is an example of a potentially stressful situation that we can, you know, really just simply embrace here in this moment.
So, hi, Mary, I'm back. I'm sorry.
There we go. That was like a little, a little disappearing act there.
It's a perfect opportunity to breathe into.
Right? Well, you know what? It's actually so beautiful. It's like, okay, it's like, what do you do in the moment? And I've actually had that happen with some live interviews. In fact, when I was interviewing Carolyn Mace, of all people, the first time we did that interview, for some reason, our Bridgeline service mixed up the pins. So Carolyn Mace and I were on mute, and we had, you know, hundreds of people on the open line, and we couldn't figure out what was going on. But, you know, I'm like, you know, okay, hey, we roll with it. You know, that's why you get the phone number of your guest, and hopped on the phone with Carolyn Mace, and we ended up rescheduling.
Yeah.
But these things happen, and, you know, and it happens too. For, I mean, let's face it, if you're a heart-centered business owner or an entrepreneur of any kind, you're going to run into some surprises, and we can either choose to really embrace them from, you know, the everyday inner peace principles, or, you know, we can, you know, get gray hair and stress ourselves out and, you know, begin to harm our health and be a little bit more miserable than we might need to be, we might not need to be.
Yeah, it's almost like you get to choose the color of the spectacles you wear based on your experiences. And I just love that this actually just happened, because it's such a perfect example of how we can choose to, you know, be in that space of being okay with it, or, you know, letting that stress you out. And, you know, as you were saying earlier, we were talking about you know, I was asking you if it was stressful with the moving, and you were saying how it's the perfect opportunity to step into that space, you know, and center yourself, and this is the perfect opportunity as well. And I just love also, Mary, how you're using those opportunities as a way to really walk your talk and live into the premises of what you really believe in. So you're a beautiful role model in that sense.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, I can't say I do it perfectly all the time. You can always check in with my husband to see that I do have my moments, you know. You know what? And I think that's a really important thing is we're having even a conversation about everyday inner peace, because as anyone chooses to take inner peace on as something you want to experience more of, it can, if you let it, it can become stressful, because anytime you're not feeling at inner peace, all of a sudden that can become a reason to beat yourself up and get harsh on yourself and make it worse.
Yeah.
So it's not about doing it perfectly, but it is about being much more aware of when you're in a place of alignment and in a place of inner peace versus when you're not, and then really to flex your muscle of choice to bring yourself back to a place of centered and to, you know, have some skill about knowing what to do when, you know, you get in sticky situations or you get tested.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Indeed. So, Mary, I would love to hear, and I'm sure our listeners would as well, is why, I mean, I think it's self-evident in some ways, especially with what we've been talking about, but, you know, why you feel like inner peace is one of your greatest passions. Just knowing you, I know it, but I'm sure that others are going to be curious.
Right. Well, of course, as it would go, inner peace wasn't always my thing. And in fact, I remember very clearly when a girlfriend of mine was very focused on inner peace as her number one goal. And I just thought to myself, inner peace, inner schmish. I'm like, really? I'm like, you know, that it just wasn't even on my radar as being important, really. And it wasn't until actually kind of the first turning point was I had just gotten out of like two back-to-back relationships. Nothing like breaking up from one and then getting into another, but then that one didn't work out, you know. And, you know, being moved into a new place, and I was really feeling that sense of inner turmoil. And all of a sudden, her idea of inner peace as a number one goal, like, okay, I think I'm ready to take that on now. I'm miserable enough. So, and that may be, you know, something for everyone to be listening for right now is like, are you kind of done with inner turmoil and stress and frustration and overwhelm? Or, you know, it is part of the human experience. Nothing says that, need to make inner peace a priority. But for a lot of us, I think that's one place where it starts is really, you know, are you kind of done with... you know, inner turmoil as a way of life.
Yeah.
But so then what happened is, you know, I, of course, now it was a priority, but then I didn't really have consistent access to it. So it's one thing to know, okay, I want it, but boy, how do I get into that experience? So it actually took a few years for me to really, you know, through navigating yet another tumultuous relationship, where doing actually quite a bit of work, the work of Byron Katie really had a huge impact on me. And,
yeah.
I really could finally say, you know what? I know what this place of inner peace is. I know what this is. But then the next challenge really was, okay, once you really have a nice grounding in inner peace, when you get those curveballs life likes to throw your way and you can't quite get back, then that became my interest was, it's like I know it's possible to find inner peace in any moment, but it's not working for me right now.
Yeah.
And it really, it sparked the creation of several tools, including the Inner Peace Reality Check process, which we'll talk about here on your show today. But, yeah, it's, you know, once I found that sweet spot of inner peace, I just absolutely knew this is something I want to help give other people more access to.
Wonderful, Mary. I know just from my own experience, through my own journey, how powerful it is, and I can see why you would want to do that. You know, once you've experienced it, the gift of that is so powerful. It's just, you know, it's just a wonderful thing, and I'm so glad that you chose that as your passion to share with the world, because, you know, someone needs to do it, and you're it.
Well, it seems to be my thing. I did resist it for a while, and I thought, oh, well, who's really interested in inner peace? But, of course, I've since come to learn that, you know, it is really at the core of it. It's what everybody wants anyway, whether we're pursuing relationships or more money or better health. It's, you know, why do we want all of those things? Because ultimately a greater sense of peace, fulfillment, happiness, kind of all code word for inner peace in my book.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think it all boils down to that. So, yeah, very powerful stuff. And just having, you know, again, I think you and I have experienced similar paths. And in fact, the work that I've done, I think, was derived from Byron Katie's work. I since realized after doing your Momentum Mastery, I recognized some of the work. It's just a beautiful experience. So I'm so glad that you are sharing that with the world. So, May, what is the single biggest factor that contributes to stress, frustration, and, you know, even depression that a lot of people are completely unaware of?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is, I've summed it up into one word, and that is resistance. Mm. Resistance meaning, you know, pushing against something else. And it can be, you know, physically, but really we're talking energetically, spiritually, emotionally. And what I've come to learn is there are so many flavors of resistance, and most of the resistance that's interrupting our sense of inner peace and well-being is unconscious. Like we don't even, you know, we just have the experience of stress or frustration. But for example, and let's really look at this through the lens of a heart-centered entrepreneur. Mm. You know, we can resist receiving.
Yeah.
Right? We can resist owning our power and our expertise and our gifts in the world. And, you know, that's, you know, most of us don't think of, we might think of resistance as just, you know, pushing against somebody, or, you know, maybe being in an argument, something physical, you know, something more like, more like that. But, you know, what happens when we resist, you know, owning our power, or especially as a business owner, resist self-care?
Yeah.
All right, we can resist focusing. We can resist taking action, otherwise known as procrastination. Right? We can resist making decisions about our business.
Yeah.
And most of this is all kind of an inside job. It's we might, you know, feel energetically, I'm just being, it's like we want to get down and really begin to look at if you're feeling any sense of inner turmoil or non-inner peace, we want to really begin to get curious about what, you know, what is it I am resisting? I like to think of worry as a resisting a future that hasn't happened.
Yeah.
And we spend all this time energetically resisting something that's not even here now and may not ever be.
Yeah, we try and be fortune tellers without realizing it.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's amazing. Or, when you look at it from that perspective, you suddenly realize that you're putting yourself in an impossible situation, which really is not helpful at all.
Right, exactly. And the moment we begin to recognize that we're doing it, that point of awareness kind of brings us out of our little mini coma and allows us to more powerfully choose. It's like, okay, it's that, you know, maybe I don't want a certain outcome to happen in my business. So what can I do here today, right now, that will prevent that kind of an outcome from occurring.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, to get going. But we can
more
minimize
of a discerning.
Yep.
More of a discerning rather than a worrying.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like we can use resistance as a compass in a way. You know, it's not all resistance bad, you know, non-resistance good. It's resistance to serve you but not control you and run you.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can, oh, you know, there's, you know, I really want to be prepared for a client meeting or a business presentation, great. You know, I want to give myself plenty of time to prepare and be able to focus and concentrate so I can optimize those chances.
Right.
Yeah. And there's, there's so many different, even overwhelm. So overwhelm's a big one, right, for entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Another flavor of resistance where we may be resisting items on our to-do list. We may be resisting a single focus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we think, okay, I've got these 5 projects I need to get done, and we're wanting to pay attention to all of them. Hence, we get this thing called overwhelm. Or, you know, we can resist or stop resisting a single focus and just pick one, give your full energy, presence, and attention to move forward.
You and I are so in alignment with this, Mary. You know, this is why I do the 21 Days of Inspired Action, and it just incorporates so much of this. It's just fabulous, you know. And it's amazing because so much of it really boils down to the inner peace. You know,
right.
To be able to move forward with the things that we care about and want to bring into being, because we're having to check what's going on inside all the time, and where we're resisting and all of that. So,
and since this is what you teach, I mean, if somebody comes into your program and they're, you know, only in, you know, they're just drowning in, you know, all the different flavors of resistance, and usually it's more than just one, right? We kind of can bury ourselves. I mean, it, just objectively looking at that, well, it's kind of be impossible to go and build a thriving, profitable business, you know, but that's also joyful.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So really important.
It's almost like ending the war within ourselves, really. It's creating what's possible through that, and sometimes it's just, you know, it's getting the support to do that as well, you know, not recognizing what it is that we're doing to ourselves.
Right, exactly. Because when we can, well, and let's look at it through 2 lenses. One, any combination of resistance that we're in, we really want to get that the impact on us is an interruption in productivity. It literally, from a health standpoint, it literally physically harms our body. They've shown that even 5 minutes of intense stress will lower your immune system for the next 6 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, so it literally...
It's costing us just not just mentally, but physically, and there's so many things that it's costing us.
Oh yeah. I mean, and literally, you know, when we think about that stress, it frays the what is known as the telomeres of our cells, which is basically what allows our cells to replicate and rejuvenate, and the more they get damaged, the more we age, the more our body is susceptible to different disease states and so forth. So we've got the big physical health piece. We all know that the more we're in a place of resistance, it makes it more difficult to connect with people, whether it's clients or a loved one or a child, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's a big one. And if you're really on a mission to give your gift in this world, you know, the sense of productivity really gets slowed down big time. So
yeah. Well, and just that whole self-care piece as well, as a soldier and business owner, Mary, you know, to make sure that we're taking care of all aspects of ourselves, you know, is going to make us more productive and get ourselves out into the world to help other people. There's just so much to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So many of the people who are listening to this call are also curious, and I know that you have, you know, have some insight into this. You know, is if we wanted to create a simple path, you know, to that freedom and enlightenment and fulfillment, you know, that many of us are looking for, and you know, part of the inner peace is to be able to get to those places. You know, what's the simplest path that you would suggest, Mary?
So it's going to sound so, so simple that many people might overlook this and say, no, you know, it has to be something more than that. But it really is about living in the present moment.
Mm.
It's really so getting, you know, that the present moment is where that point of connection to inner peace is. This is where we're going to be accessing our greatest creativity, our intuition, our ability to connect with people, our ability to focus. All of that really happens in the present moment, not when we're caught up in mind, you know, worrying about the future or regretting about the past or even just, as somebody else was pointing out, or you know, fantasizing in your head, you know, other thoughts, right? But when we're just here in the present moment, you know, this is the practice for all business owners, for anyone that wants more inner peace, is to keep coming back to this present moment. And
don't we give more of ourselves? Aren't we more able to give more of ourselves to life and to ourselves and to the people we serve when we're in that space, Mary?
Oh, absolutely. And it's much more enjoyable. I mean,
yeah.
This is really where fulfillment happens. You can take yourself in any situation, and you know, as I was alluding to about moving, and you know, this whole crazy idea about actually experiencing peace during a move, it's one of the biggest keys is about, you know, really staying present. So even as I'm, you know, carrying a box, actually we hired movers this time, but I'm sure I'll be lifting something, right? But even just like, you know, connecting with the box and feeling it and being present to the temperature outside and you know, just being present to the transition from one household to the next and noticing and appreciating the help that's around me. It's like versus what most people do during a move, which is kind of mentally and emotionally kicking and screaming, you know, the whole time that, oh, I don't want to be doing this. I hate moving, you know, total resistance. But being present,
being in that space of embracing, isn't it? You know, when you decide to embrace something, it has a very different feel to it.
And literally instantaneously, you know, you take any stressful situation going through security at the airport, just decide to get really, really present and dropping that resistance, you'll start to see, hey, hanging out in the security line might actually become a fulfilling moment. But I love to invite all listeners when we start talking about being present to give them a little tool to help them become more present. Yeah, because one thing I noticed when I first read Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now, and I kind of got, hey, living in the present, that's a good idea, but hello, I'm not always living in the present moment, so how can I get better at this?
Yeah.
And it's one of the first lesson in my book, The Power of Inner Choice, on the power of the now, and the assignment in that book is to take on what we call a now practice.
Mm-hmm.
And a now practice is basically taking something that you're doing in your life every day anyway, but consciously practicing being more present during that activity. So we're not adding anything new. Your business owners are already plenty busy. They don't need to add anything new. But if we take something that you're doing anyway and just give you the assignment to really, really full on practice being more present during that activity, what will happen is you'll find yourself naturally becoming more present in other areas of your life. So how that looks, and Louise, I don't know if you've taken on some now practices since you've read my book.
Oh, I have. And, you know, I've been reading, you know, read your book and you know, now practices like, you know, when I shower or when I'm eating or when I'm brushing my teeth, you know, just really simple ones, that, you know, just so, it's just so amazing when you start to be in that space of, it's almost like being in the space of gratitude because you're in that space and you're just focusing completely on what you're doing.
Right.
It just takes a very different perspective on it.
Yep, exactly. And that's just it. Gratitude is one of the keys to being more present.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say the other is really engaging your senses. So, you know, just really turning up the volume, even brushing your teeth. You know, most of us may think of it as just a little chore we've got to get done, you know, a couple times a day. But to really stop and connect in to the sensations and, you know, the pressure of your little bristles, you know, polishing up those teeth, you know, seeing yourself in the mirror, kind of connecting, just connecting fully to the experience really can transform any experience. And the biggest thing is just to pick a couple now practices. And again, nothing to add. You know, most people are going to shower most days or eating a fabulous now practice. Could be, you know, driving if you have a commute. Walking the dog, and so I really want to challenge each of our listeners here to really pick one or two now practices that you're absolutely committed to playing full out in over the next 30 days.
Awesome. I really stand behind you on that one, Mary.
Yeah. Well, I'll say.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, maybe we're going to say the same thing. I mean, what my experience has been from doing now practices, because I wrote my book now, it's been, 6 years ago now. So it's probably 6-7 years ago since this idea. And so, of course, you know, you want to test out your own material, right? But
right.
The fact that I've been doing now practices, and not as deliberately as I once did, but it's weird to just notice just how extra present I am, I almost naturally. And sometimes I say something to my husband because I expect him to be as totally present and in tune with everything. But you know, he hasn't worked his now practices quite the same way that I have. So, but what's been your experience in?
Well, as you know, it is funny that you say that because, when you have your husband not being present like you are, there's a resistance that comes up with that as well. And to just be in acceptance of that is,
exactly. And then that's the next thing. It's like, okay, he's not present. Great. Well, that's what you're here for, is to point out, you know, a detail that he might have missed.
But you know what else has really been helpful to me, Mary, you know, adding to the now practice is, and this is something, again, I do with my clients, is asking myself or them to look at what it is that they're doing as a sacred act.
Mm.
And when you look at it from that perspective, it just changes the perspective of what it is that you're doing. So, you know, when you're brushing your teeth and you see yourself as a sacred being and that you're nurturing yourself and that is a sacred act. You know, one day someone said to me, you know, when I shower, I treat my body like a temple and I'm nurturing this sacred vessel that's holding my spiritual being, and so in that you're able to notice everything that it is that you're doing in that moment. The presentness of that is just so powerful.
Uh-huh.
So when I talk to my clients, I say to them, you know, how is your goal sacred? You know, what makes it so important? And of course, you know, dealing with passion-driven, heart-centered entrepreneurs, you know, of course there's a sacredness that comes with what it is that they're doing and what they're trying to create in the world. So, you know, I just love that that makes that presentness even more powerful.
Yes.
What that feels like to you, Mary.
No,
but,
and so essential. And what I'm hearing in that, too, is that there's such an embracing of that moment, of the goal, of the business, that in that embracing, you know, we've relaxed the resistance around, you know, is my business good enough? Have I done enough? Do I need to push harder? And, you know, it just the fact of holding something as sacred almost melts the resistance.
Yeah.
Just right there.
Yeah.
And that's really the key. It's, you know, and something one of my clients said the other moment, he's been coaching with me for a long time, and so he really ends up living, you know, his business as an entrepreneur, has his own business, an accounting practice, and manages money for folks. But he talked about getting a flat tire and how just really embracing it and as just another great moment to embrace.
Yeah.
But he kind of called it as it's like little sequential moments. It's like really it's embracing little sequential moments one right after another. And that's how we do business, how we do life in a way that is just really, truly can become this ecstatic experience, even if you get a flat tire, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. And you know, it's the perception of how you look at that, like, okay, I got a flat tire, so I could be kicking the tire, like really getting frustrated, or I could be saying thank you for carrying me this far.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, you've done a beautiful job. Thank you. You know, and to be able to kind of let go of that, you know.
Exactly. And then look at, oh, so what's next for me? Do I need to fix the flat now? Do I, you know, take alternative transportation to work today? Do I request help? It's like really now, and if I'm really squarely here in the present moment, I can listen and honor my intuition about what the next best path is, because any of those are potentially good options and equally peaceful.
And it's that kind of letting go of the judgment, you know, that kind of goes with that, you know, that I can let go of it needing to be a certain way, and that I can just choose a path without any attachment to it.
We choose that path, and we march, just like any path, we march down it, and at some point we determine, oh, well, this isn't getting me where I want to go. It's like, great. Then we connect in. It's like, well, where do we go from here? And where do we go from here?
Awesome. I just love this conversation.
Yeah, I know, me too. It's
just... oh, so yummy. So, Mary, what are the three musts to exponentially grow inner peace in one's life?
Yeah, so...
you've got the answers there.
Absolutely. Well, we've talked about the first one already, which is really about resting in awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of equivalate, there's a new word, resting in awareness to being present. And awareness really being, there's that part of ourselves that is living and experiencing life that's kind of in the movie of life, and there's the part of us that is witnessing and observing our life unfolding, sort of, you know, it's like almost observing ourselves as third person. And the more we can spend time in that place of awareness, and that's what's activated when we're in a now practice. It's also what's activated when we're in a meditation. And there's actually a specific area of our brain known as Area 13, that in longtime meditators actually becomes much more activated in an MRI in longtime meditators. So there's a real part of our brain that is triggered, and it's very much correlated with higher alpha states, which are the more relaxed, you know, brain waves. So there's definitely a strong scientific correlation too. So that's the first one, is really resting in awareness.
It's almost like that third part of you is almost like your sort of higher consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you, you know, that's what it feels like to me, you know, to be in that state. And I recognize it now when you've been able to practice that, you know, it, to be able to take that step back and look at the, view it from a, you know, that space. It's, as you said, it's like being an onlooker, you know, or a voyeur into the situation. It's really interesting when you start to experience that.
And you may notice the same thing, but the more attention you put on that part of ourselves, it's, you know, that's really where that clear guidance comes from as well. You know, more of not the mental thoughts, logical thoughts about things, but more of that intuition, that inner guidance, higher guidance, higher self, lots of words to call that. But that volume tends to go up the more we're dropping back into that place of awareness.
Mm. And I'm guessing the volume of the little voice recedes.
Mm-hmm. We like, it's nice to have clear direction, to just simply, you know, simply follow the simple directions from, you know, from above, which is really within us, literally. So that's the first one, resting in awareness. The second big key is creating time for space and silence each day.
Yeah.
Time and space for silence each day. And this is something I started giving my coaching clients years ago, as they would make big transitions from working at home and then or working at their business and then coming home and stepping into the role of mom or dad and reuniting with the family. Literally, to one of my clients who is a physician would go immediately up to her bedroom before relieving her nanny. She and her husband were both doctors, and she would take literally 20, 30 minutes. She would either read, meditate, just hang out in silence, journal, take a nap, but really just to take that time for herself and kind of really have an opportunity to be in her body and, you know, claim that. I have clients that will stop in a park on the way home, even if in their car, and just take again. It might even be, you know, maybe just 5 or 10 minutes.
I
like to really claim this time in the shower at the end of each day, sort of kind of washing away kind of all of the energy of the day, and just really getting reconnected in my own being and body. It becomes, you know, we can see now practice also happening in the shower,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
But really, really important, that really just to give ourselves that kind of calm the static of thought.
Kind of just really can reconnect us with ourselves, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Mm.
So that's key number two.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third is another huge one, especially for entrepreneurs, business owners, is daily self-care.
Mm-hmm.
If there's one thing that I know, you and I both being in that camp, you know, it's really nothing gets done if we're not driving the boat, you know. We're in charge of the business, and so we can have a tendency to want to just give, 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 and go, 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 and forget to stop and put the oxygen mask on ourselves and, you know, take those little inner peace timeouts for ourselves and make sure that we're really getting proper nutrition and, getting exercise and movement, or getting the occasional massage. But really looking at how you can up your self-care.
Yeah. Yeah, just amazing how we, as people, you know, serving and helping others, you know, leave that out, you know, for ourselves, and how depleted we become. You know, so again, the cost of that is, you know, resentment that we have towards what it is that we're doing, and the physical cost as well. So and mental.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know it's an edge for me, that's for sure. I really need to pay attention to this.
Right. Well, and one thing that's interesting is in my own observations that when you cross a certain threshold of self-care, it's really, 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 really difficult to maintain that solid grounding and inner peace. And as somebody who has made this a really large focus over the last 7-8 years, I can tell you, you know, when I hit that point of depletion, it's most of the tools work a whole lot less effectively. So this is why it's, self-care is not just a, you know, great to do for balance and fulfillment. It's really an essential element if inner peace is something you want more of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gosh, that makes so much sense. Just reminds me of a conversation I had this morning with one of my clients, and how she was so depleted that, you know, even making those choices was hard for her. So it just makes so much sense that we need to keep topping that up.
Yeah. Well, there's an invitation for every one of your listeners here today is to, you know, pick 1 to 3 self-care practices that you want to turn up the ante on, and really make that commitment to yourself, you know, right here, right now. Don't leave this call without giving that commitment to yourself.
I'm so glad that you said that, Mary. That's fabulous. And Mary, what are the 6 simple questions people could ask themselves? You know, what questions could they ask themselves to transform overwhelm, frustration, or turmoil in minutes?
Yes. Well, so this is, these 6 questions are known as the inner peace reality check we were kind of alluding to earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, came about as a result after I'd really had a great experience of inner peace. I knew where it was, but then I was having these moments where I would get really caught up in overwhelm. I would get caught in what I have since called an emotional traffic jam. And all the mind over matter stuff just was not really working. So we can go through these 6 questions, and then actually as a gift to your listeners, and also just to make sure they really got, you know, get all of this, we actually set up a link so you can actually download these 6 questions. So, you know, in case you feel like, oh my gosh, I didn't get quite, you know, one piece of it or something. And I believe I gave you the link too, Louise.
Yes,
it's
lifecoachmary.com/keys to clarity.htm. lifecoachmary.com/keys to clarity.htm.
And we included a few other goodies. One of the key ones is this inner peace reality check and these 6 questions to transform inner turmoil in minutes. We've also included the ebook version of my book, The Power of Inner Choice, so you can read more about now practices. And
I can't tell you how generous a gift that is, Mary, because your Power of Inner Choice book is just incredible. So for people to get that access to that in this way is just really generous. So thank you so much for that.
Well, I really wanted to get it into as many hands as possible. So I'm grateful for electronics and this opportunity you've given me as well. So we've put that together. So let's talk about these 6 questions. And to give some context, also, the time when you can use these questions is when you're in the middle of, you know, really feeling stuck. And I like to give everybody an opportunity as we're going through these questions to first bring a situation to mind right now where it's a little sticky. Maybe you're, you know, in an emotional traffic jam right now with maybe it's an aspect of your business or personal life. But bring something to mind. If things are going pretty well so far because you've been tuning in to the Keys to Clarity radio show often and Louise has been keeping you in good shape, you're like, hey, I'm doing pretty good right now. Think of a situation where you just would like to create more momentum. So these six questions are great for transforming turmoil in any moment, but also great for just creating further momentum and relaxing resistance. So, and what you'll want to do is actually write down the answers to your question. One of the things that helps mind slow down is being able to put those thoughts down on paper and allows us to be more in the observer mode as we can witness what's actually going on in our mind. So the first question is, what's the reality of the situation? What's the reality of the situation? So whether you're in a sticky situation or just wanting to create momentum, you want to begin by just naming the facts of what's current in your life. One of the times when I filled this out happened to be one of my entrepreneur overwhelm moments. And when I took reality of the situation, I basically, you know, came up with, well, you know, I've got projects galore. I've got, you know, 10 projects that I want to get done. I've got an overflowing inbox, 453 emails to be exact. I wasn't feeling 100% great health-wise, so my energy was kind of droopy. You know, lots of things on the should list, right? So, great. So that might be a quick assessment of what's the reality of the situation. Next, we want to go to second question, which is, what am I resisting? And we talked, you know, a little bit about, more about this in the front end of the show today, really seeing if you can start kind of identifying what your points of resistance are. Are you resisting self-care? Are you resisting that single focus? Are you resisting making a tough choice? I could say I was resisting people potentially being disappointed that I wasn't able to respond to their emails quickly enough.
Right.
Right. Resisting imperfection, resisting not being in control. Or another one of my favorites is just resisting time.
No, I mean, that's one of my big ones.
Yeah, like, okay, I want to get all this done, and I want it all done by Monday, and there's not enough hours in the day, you know?
Yeah.
So really to get curious about what are you resisting, you may even be just resisting emotion. Sometimes, in overwhelm or frustration, we just resist those icky emotions. So just good to know whatever the point of resistance is. Next, we want to look at third question is, what if I continue resisting? What if I continue resisting? And this isn't the most pleasant question to ask when you're in the middle of an emotional traffic jam, but it's very purposeful. So basically, we're looking at what is it going to cost you if you keep resisting? So I'll use my example. Being very overwhelmed, if I stayed in that overwhelmed, stuck, frustrated place, I wasn't going to get anything done. So, cost is unproductive. I'm not going to feel good. I'm going to get cranky with my significant other. I may end up missing an important deadline because I'm not focusing. Of course, we've got the impact on health, right? And we want to feel into those answers as fully as possible. So just to acknowledge what the cost is, and when we're in the middle of it, I like to think of these as the six annoying questions, and this one is actually the most annoying. It's like, what if I continue resisting? It's like, I don't really want to focus on that, but feel into it anyway. Trust me, it will all help. So then the next question we go to, question number four, is what can I appreciate about the situation? And again, the mind may not want to answer this question either, but if you just simply allow yourself the opportunity, well, what can I appreciate about the situation? You know, I've got an overflowing inbox. You know, I'm in demand. There's lots of opportunities. You know, I've got choices and options, right? You know, what can I appreciate? You know, even if you're in a startup mode, you know, I can appreciate that, you know, I've taken the first step. I can appreciate the support that's around me. I can appreciate that I've got resources I can lean on. So really invite yourself into that question. It's going to begin to reconnect you to your place of power, which will allow inner peace to be turned up. Then we go to the fifth question, and that is, what are my options? What are my options? So given the exact reality of the situation, exactly where you are, what are your options? And we want to get that options are neutral. We want to get that one option is to continue resisting. One option is to do nothing. So name those right off the bat. And I'll say at the time of my overwhelmed situation, you know, what are my options? You know, I could, you know, hit the delete button on all the emails in there. That's an option. I know some people do that. I can reach out to other people that are busy entrepreneurs and find out how they manage their email.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I can ask for help. I could say no. So really explore those options. And then number six is, what will I consciously choose? So it's not good enough to have your options laid out. You got to pick one. That's the invitation. So in that particular situation, I did reach out to my longtime mastermind partner, Eva Gregory, and got some ideas from her about setting up folders and filters and really organizing my email in a whole new way. And I think even before this call, I had less than 25 emails in my inbox and maybe about 30 in my action folder. I know, it's amazing, huh?
I wish mine was like that.
I need to create a little class. I'm going to do a little class on that.
I think you should. Yeah. I think you absolutely should. There's a road to inner peace is dealing with your email. And
I know. It's well, and as with everything, right, we need to have these little systems in place. Systems can be a huge gift. Mm-hmm. So I know we've gone through those a little fast. I'm just sensitive to top of the hour, and fortunately we've got this available for folks. You can download and get these follow-up questions. The biggest thing is to use these questions, especially when you're in the middle of an emotional traffic jam, because that'll be the time when you won't really want to do the work because ego's engaged. But if you just have the willingness to do it, I promise it will deliver great results.
Those questions are so simple and yet so insightful, and I think it would be useful for anyone listening to download the inner peace reality check process. That's what it's called, isn't it, Mary?
It is, yep.
So you can do that at lifecoachmary.com/keys-to-clarity.htm, and you'll get the Power of Inner Choice ebook as well, which I love, and in fact my husband, who's in India, has taken your book with him.
How sweet.
Yeah, because he was wanting to practice being more present, and I said, here is the book for you.
Awesome. Awesome. You know what? It really, I mean, it's a it's an amazing book. One of my longtime clients has just sent me an email about how he's rereading it again and how just how much he's getting out of it even after a second and even third reading. So
yeah, you get different perspectives on different things depending on where you're at, and I just really enjoyed it myself. And I know also your gift with the download is also 26 inner peace tips, which I think will be fabulous as well, Mary. So thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
If you want to leave us with some easy and effective strategies for creating instantaneous inner peace, do you have anything to offer? And
let me give one of my favorites, and that is just the power of the breath. And one of the things I love to invite people to do on Twitter is to take a deep breath in, hold it for a count of four, one, two, three, four, and then exhale and drop the shoulders as you're doing it. And we might take one more deep breath, hold it for a count of four, one, two, three, four, and exhale, drop the shoulders. And really connecting and reconnecting to our breath is a very instantaneous way to come back to inner peace. It's something I learned at the top of a 30-foot platform on the flying trapeze when I couldn't get my inner peace together, you know. I picked up that nice gem from the trapeze instructor. I'm like, my body's shaking. It works even 30 feet up in the air.
Wow. I would have. It would have been nice if I'd remembered that when I was jumping out of a plane recently.
That would be a good time to do it.
That
you know, it's funny.
It was one of those scream going on in my mind, a very silent scream.
Yeah. Well, you know, and here's what happens is when we get stressed, you know, obviously stressful if you're getting ready to jump out of an airplane. I don't blame you at all. But our breathing contracts. And our breathing gets shallow, and when we're constricted, you know, we're in a place of resistance. So it's, you know, those deep breaths really free that up. And if you'd like reminders, you can follow me on Twitter, @LifeCoachMary is my handle, and I periodically put out little breathing reminders. So kind of help you come back instantaneously.
It's such a powerful practice. I do use it myself, and it's it really is amazing, just something so simple. So I encourage everyone out there listening to try it if you haven't already. Mary, just want to say thank you so much for being here today and sharing your wisdom on the subject. And you're really helping us, you know, to live the lives that we truly desire by digging deeper into this, and I appreciate you and all that you do.
Well, I appreciate you. I know you're a kindred spirit, and I love that, you know, we have these opportunities to come and help spread a little bit more inner peace in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Mary, you can either hop off or stay. I'm just going to introduce what's happening next week and also announce our prize for today.
Oh, exciting.
Yes, so today's draw is a seat in the 21 Days of Inspired Action in October, which starts the 11th of October. You know, if you're feeling stuck or blocked or need support and inspiration, and you really want to get moving on a specific project or goal that really is important to you, then this is an opportunity to be part of that draw. All you need to do is email info@keystoclarity.com and put inner peace in the title, inner peace in the title. And if you get that in within the next let's say by the end of tomorrow, that's the end of the 22nd, then you'll be part of that draw, and who knows, you could be the lucky one who gets a free seat in the 21 Days of Inspired Action. And if you really just want to make sure that you book your seat, just go to 21daysgroup.com. That's the number one, number 21daysgroup.com. And book your spot right away. It's $21 for 21 days for 21 minutes a day. So really worthwhile to help you move in inspired action. So that's the prize for today, and we'll announce, you know, I believe in visibility. That's what I'm all about. So we'll announce the winner of the prize next week, and your website, and so you get a little bit of visibility in your business too. And I want to invite you to a call that's happening next week called Visibility Success, Three Keys to Take First to Attract Your Ideal Clients with Ease and Powerful Results. That's a free training that I'm doing next Thursday, and you can find that by going to budurl.com/visibility call. budurl.com/visibility call. And then next week we have a wonderful guest coming onto the show. She is an amazing spiritual leader and has written a number of books. Her name is Jude Caravan, and she really has done a lot of work in specializing in quantum physics and cosmology. She's researched consciousness for many years and investigated mystical practices, and she's just a fascinating woman. We're going to be talking about the topic of hope with healing our people and the earth. So this is really about us raising our consciousness as we have this conversation with her next week. So I hope you join us, and in the meanwhile, to your inspired and shining success. Have a great week, everyone. Thank you so much again, Mary. Take care, everyone. Bye now.